Christ Stopped at Eboli by Carlo Levi. The peasants' houses were all alike, consisting of only one room that served as a kitchen, bedroom, and usually as quarters for the barnyard animals as well. On one side of the room was the stove, sticks brought in every day from the fields, served as fuel, and the walls and ceiling were blackened with smoke. The only light was that from the door. The room was almost entirely filled by an enormous bed. In it slept the whole family, father, mother, and children. The smallest children, before they were weaned, that is, until they were 3 or 4 years old, were kept in little reed cradles or baskets hung from the ceiling just above the bed. When the mother wanted to nurse, she simply reached out and pulled the baby down to her breast, then put him back and with one motion of her hand made the basket rock like a pendulum until he had ceased to cry. Under the bed slept the animals, and so the room was divided into three layers, animals on the floor, people in the bed, and infants in the air. When I bent over a bed to listen to a patient's heart or to give an injection to a woman whose teeth were chattering with fever or who was burning up with malaria, my head touched the hanging cradles while frightened pigs and chickens darted between my legs. But what never failed to strike me most of all, and by now I had been in almost every house, were the eyes of the two inseparable guardian angels that looked at me from the wall over the bed. On one side was the scowling face with its large inhuman eyes of the Madonna of Vigiano. On the other, a coloured print of the sparkling eyes behind gleaming glasses and the hearty grin of President Roosevelt. I never saw other pictures or images than these, not the King, nor the Duce, nor even Garibaldi. To see them there, one facing the other, in cheap prints, they seemed the two faces of the power that has divided the universe between them. The Madonna appeared to be a fierce, pitiless, mysterious, ancient earth goddess, the Saturnian mistress of this world. The President, a sort of all-powerful Zeus, the benevolent and smiling master of a higher sphere. Sometimes a third image formed along with these two, a trinity, a dollar bill, the last of those brought back from across the sea, or one that had come in the letter of a husband or relative, was tacked up under the Madonna or the President, or else between them like the Holy Ghost, or an ambassador from heaven to the world of the dead.